action motivated by a desire, work, activity, profession, ritualistic act. Also the Karmakanda section of the Vedas, it is a section of the Vedas that is meant to change our karma, you know, but in a tricky way, because I change my karma, but I don't uproot my desire. So the root of karma is already there. Because if I want to uproot my karma, don't produce karma anymore, also the desire that is in the semantic, you know, aspect of the word karma should be eradicated. Okay. So, reaction to action, karma pala, pala means fruit. So, we will see that the karma is like a banyan tree. This is explained in the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. There is a big banyan tree, very complicated. And, you know, the fruits of this tree are the karma phala, the result of our action. Okay, and then there is destiny as the set of reaction to our action. Okay, so we see what does the karma mean. So the first topic is done. We go to the second one. The law of karma. Okay, everyone, the first time you go to the temple and someone explain you the law of karma, they will explain, for me it's natural in some way, I come from an engineering background, so the correlation with the third principle of dynamics. Do you know? For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. This is a law of nature. But Newton, that is the first, that karma is extending also to the physical, the psychological level, the psychic level, the subtle level. Okay, but it is the same law. We will say that the third principle of dynamic is a localized formula of the law of karma. You know, the law of karma is more extensive than just the little third law of dynamic of Newton. Okay? Because it explains also the subtle psychological level of existence. There are three levels of existence, we already said before, and we will say something about that. So, it's an extension of the principle of action and reaction. The law of karma also extends to the subtle and psychological dimension. You see, thoughts, words, actions are all actions in some way, are all good for producing a reaction. Okay, action and reaction. Do you see action, thought, inaction create other thoughts in action? And maybe they create other action, because thought create action, you know. Word also, word create other words, and action create other action. And you see, there is a line, it is a cosmic order, an equilibrium, a dharma. You know, action and reaction are sanctioned by the law of dharma. Dharma is the line that creates, that answer why an action creates such a reaction. Okay. This is another slide. Similar, we see a man or a woman, and there is, you know, the subtle body, there is the body, and there is the atma, the self, inside. And action and reaction are happening in the body, and in the psychological body, and also in everything that's around. The law of karma is happening in the prakriti, in the material level. Okay, so we see in some word, as you say, I skip something because I want to see more of that stuff. Three levels of existence. The holistic view of the human being and where karma can culture see the man, the woman, the human, as a three-level reality. Okay, the first level is the physical body. The second level is the body that carries energy, could be considered as spiritual. Spiritual, in this sense, I use the term spiritual to indicate a metaphysical level, which is something that is over the matter, is not inside the matter. And so, I am a Reiki master. I think to be spiritual, what I am. This is a psychical level. We are interacting with the subtle energy of the matter. It's not still spiritual. Actually, I am not spiritual because I am not in the spiritual level. So, in that sense, the Reiki master and me are the same. So, I don't put myself over the Reiki master. But there's a misconception. It's not that we should arrive. You know, there is sense of the three energy of matter, that is sattva, rajas, and tamas. Probably most of you are confident with this concept. And there is no karma. So, when we see a person that is without guna or is beyond guna, is beyond karma, we can see is in a metaphysical level. Okay. So sometimes there is a misconception between metaphysical level and subtle and psychical level. But actually, the metaphysical is antimatter. Srila Prabhupada used this term, antimatter. You know, there is matter and antimatter. There is no karma, no guna. It is the real spiritual level. And then there is matter, that is prakriti, that have two dimensions, we can say, that are really intermixed with each other. That is the psychical, the physical level, that is our body, the object we can touch, and the psychological level, that is, you know, far subtle. You know, shamanism or near-death experience, they are all in, you know, when someone leave the body, you know, you see the light. It's all on a subtle level. That is more advanced than the physical level, or could be, because in the subtle there is something that go very down and something that can go very high. Actually, I get in contact with Vedic philosophy and Krishna consciousness by doing Reiki. I was an engineer and I believe in matter, and then I touch something subtle and I understand there is something more, and this could be, you know, a push to make more questions about reality. And then someone explained to me there is something more. So why I spoke about that, these three planes? Because the karmic plane is on the physical and subtle level. There is not karmic influences on the metaphysical level. Okay. Do you think it's interesting? Okay. It would be useful. Maybe I know. I already know. Cosmic order and Dharma. So, all the karma happens in the universe. What is the universe? You know? And I have a definition for you. The universe is a complete and ordered system that tends to equilibrium. Okay, to balance. And it is moved by a supreme intelligence. So someone calls it God, we call it Krishna, Vishnu, you know. Perfect. So the universe is a complete system. The Shiz Upanishad said, Om Purnama Dam Purnama Dam. You know, everything is Purnam, is complete. So the universe is a complete system. It's an ordered system, so everything has an order. That means there is a project for us. Everything is a project for us. Do you know the difference of two words? Paranoia and pronoia. Paranoia means I think that everything in the universe is, you know, is thinking bad of me. No? And pronoia is the universe is conspiring to my welfare. No? It's a good word. Yeah, pronoia. And the devotees, the spiritual people, have this pronoia. They are not sick of paranoia. They are sick of pronoia. They think that everything is moved by God, and I'm serving God. I try to serve God. I do my best in some way. And so the universe is reciprocating, protecting me, giving me strength, giving me what I need. And there is a famous verse of Bhagavad Gita that says that for one that is trying to do devotional service, Krishna is giving whatever we need and compensing whatever we miss. No? Okay. So, the third point is Dharma is in equilibrium. Is something in equilibrium. The world, the universe need equilibrium. So, every time we do an action, we put a disequilibrium, a disharmony in the universe. And the universe, being a system that creates new equilibrium, responds to that disequilibrium, bringing new equilibrium. And this, you know, this play is giving me a reaction. Okay. Disequilibrium is called Dharma. But Dharma is a complex word, you know, means the subtle ethical moral law of the universe, the intrinsic existence of something, you know. So the essence of of fire is light and heat, you know, the essence. The law or justice, devotion also sometimes. Sometimes religion, sometimes sacrifice, sometimes ethical principle. Oh, this person is very dharmic. Means he's very in harmony with the universe, you know. Virtue, morality, ethics, good work, religiosity. Perfect. So, Dharma is something that relates with the equilibrium of the universe. All the Mahabharata, all the Ramayana deals with Dharma. Dharma is very difficult to understand because it means to understand the universe. And all the stories we find in the Mahabharata, in the Ramayana, are tricky situations. You know, Rama in a position to go to the desire. It is unjust. What is Dharma? Fight because it is unjust, or go to the Zai? No. Every story in the Mahabharata and also in the Srimad Bhagavatam are, you know, stories where we don't know what is exactly Dharma. It's tricky to understand. Because Dharma is something very subtle. Only the sages know as Dharma work. Okay, and then there is a supreme intelligence, a primer mover, Ishvara. We find this word Ishvara in the Bhagavad Gita, in the Yoga Sutra of Patanjali, Ishvari Pranidhana, and so on. Okay, so the universe is a complete and ordered system which tends to the equilibrium and is moved by a spirit, a supreme intelligence. This is a point very important to know and to understand when we deal with the law of karma. Okay. So karma has also an important point. It's correct? Okay, we have 5 minutes. Okay, perfect. So, we have another topic that is interesting. Why is there a delay between action and reaction? This is a nice question, no? You know? No, we made the conference, no? Answering this question, no? Okay, perfect. So, why don't the reaction happen right away? Okay, we see. I do just a scheme. There is action, there is a variable delay, and this is a reaction. I will try to explain why there is a delay so that we cannot blame someone because it's not happening. I'm working so hard. Why money is not money? You know, this is the problem. Oh, you see someone that is doing nothing, and mine is raining on the head of the person. So every action we make interferes with the balance of the complete system, the universe. And the system bringing itself back into balance produces a reaction. This is the law of karma. This is, we understand that. The reaction of our action is also a teaching, and we talked about that. Because there is a law of dharma. So if the action is in some way dealing with the universe, and the universe will take the form of the dharma, so the reaction is speaking about what is dharma. You know? So it's bringing some information about what is dharma. Everything that happens in our life is teaching us dharma. Because the reaction is shaped by the form of dharma, the form of the universe. Okay, so between action and reaction, there is a delay which depends on the reaction, on when the reaction may. Why? First point, because I'm not alone in the universe. Prema, you are not alone in the universe. No? And in Slovenia, I become even more humble because. My wife is saying, no, don't tell that. Because I am a Kumar, you know? So, what is the value of a Kumar? Maybe you can do some prasada? Something like that. Okay. Okay. So, I'm not alone in the universe. There are so many other people. So, when something happened, it doesn't happen only to me. You know, I will speak something very serious now. If some parents, some relatives have some health issues, do you think it will affect just the person that is ill because of the sickness? Do you think? No, it doesn't affect just the person. It affects the sons, it affects the parents, it affects, maybe the boss at work because he needs someone in the work office and there is a boy place. It affects so many people. If something happened, should happen when everyone connected with the happening have this type of karma. You know, this complicates things, you know, because the universe has to calculate how much karma everyone that is connected with a particular, reaction should take from that reaction. It's complicated, no? But it explains why there is a delay. This is the first point. The other point is maybe the people around me should not take this particular karma. So the karma should manifest in a way that I can take the right karma and the other can take the right karma. So sometimes karma happens in the dreams. You know? Sometimes a little part of the karma can happen in the dreams. Okay. We experience the dreams. We get, scared, feared, some of that. It's very real when we do a dream. And also, the universe is a teacher, is a school, so everyone should get the right teaching. And this is also important. Okay, so, to respond to the action in the most proper way, the situation in which the reaction may occur must be recreated. You know, maybe in this life, the same situation where if I hurt someone in a particular way, the same situation cannot happen maybe in this life. So, the karma will be delayed for find the right situation to get the right calorie, and so on. So, do you understand why there is a delay? In some way? Okay, perfect. And sometimes I use this metaphor, this image. Do you know the stress ball? Okay. You know, when you push the stress ball, the elastic nature of the material make the stress ball take the exact same form as before. So you put a force and the force come back. This is the universe for child. No? If you want to explain to a child the law of karma, you bring to the child a stress ball. It will have two effects. One expressing the law of karma and one living the stress. So it's a good example. So you see, the universe is in balance, phase zero. Then we do an action. We are, thinking now we are alone in the universe. But everyone is doing that act. Everyone is pushing the stress ball. And the universe gets unbalanced by the action, phase one. Then the universe is processing the reply as a great neural processor, computer processor, that is trying to understand when it can give the reaction to where, to him, in an appropriate way. And then, when it's proper, it will give a reaction. So this is the universe. And I think we are arrived. So for the next session, maybe on Prasada, we can talk about that. But, the lower karma is so, there are so much things. There are so much. So we can finish here. 4:30. With organizer.
Questions you can answer.
There are minutes for questions.
Yes, I mean.
If there are minutes for questions, I prefer to say something more. I avoid questions.
Also, we 5 minutes for questions.
I don't want to take more time.
Okay, 5 minutes more, whatever you want to do.
Okay, so 5 minutes, very, very, very. There are questions. Yes, for that I say destiny free. What is already written and what can be changed? Very fast. There is a story of this farmer from copper, from the, the place of copper, and he's producing some good grain. And what happened? That he's putting the grain on the silos, inside the silos. And he's selling this grain and he's getting good money. Then he decided to retire and he gave the factory to another farmer. And the farmer is very intelligent and say, oh, maybe I can do more producing a roast type of grain, maybe low quality grain. And so he started to cultivate, produce, and he put in the silos. And the business was going well, it was going good. He was taking from the silos and selling it, and everyone was happy, and he was very happy too. He was gained so much. Then happened something, and he started to sell the grain, and the clients start to say, this is a bad, it's not the same. I say, no, it's the same, I sell it the same. And the business goes down. So this is the karma, This is a delay, and the silos represent the delay. We do so many actions, and the reaction are the older one, the older reaction. Okay. So, action and free will. The action, we have the liberty, the free will to act, but the reaction is in some way the ambient in which we act. So now we are taking the reaction of our past action, and inside this kind of situation, we are still acting and producing new karma. You know, this is the example of the prisoner. The prisoner is in jail. It appears that he's inside a room. He cannot move. But it is inside the room based on his free will. Then he gets the free will stopped. And he can still do, you know, he can go out from the jail if he do good behavior, you know. So he can still change. But he have a limited possibility. This is the destiny. We call that the destiny. We are, this life is like a stage. The destiny is the setting where we act. And the free will is our interpretation of the charter. Okay, thank you very much.